views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and I am thrilled to be here talking with you today. Although, I'm not actually here, as I'm talking to you from the past, as this was recorded earlier, to be played on Thanksgiving. So I will not be doing readings on air today. However, please tune in next week as the phone lines will be open then for readings on the December 1st show. Thank you to Jessica for producing the show today, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in. As today's show is airing on Thanksgiving, I just want to say how thankful I am to be able to do this show, for Benny, Dr. Pat, and her amazing team, and for all the listeners who are tuning in each week. And as always, I just also want to send out a major thank you to our men and women of the military and their families for their sacrifices around the world. What a neat and timely show we have planned today. Joining me on today's show is renowned financial energy guide, Christine Lane. In addition to talking about how we can identify and shift our relationship with money for greater happiness, we will be talking with one of Christine's clients who's agreed to talk about her personal journey with money. This is such a sensitive topic, so I greatly appreciate her willingness to come on and share her story. Today's show is not about whether to invest in stocks or bonds, but rather how money issues have the potential to be emotional obstacles in our path to happiness, and how do we master that relationship? Around the holidays, this is a subject that is needing attention as there is a greater demand for money, which raises up all sorts of feelings from worry, shame, panic, to depression. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. As the owner of Mind Over Money Consulting, Christine provides consulting, training, and education at the intersection of money and psychology. She works with clients around the country to develop personalized action plans to help them reduce debt, build savings, and reach their financial goals. With a master's in psychology, expert knowledge of managing corporate budgets, as well as her super strong training skills and understanding of how people learn, Christine provides plans, guidance, education, and accountability to put people in charge of their financial life. Her plans help people win both the numbers game and the mental game, which is why she called her company Mind Over Money Consulting. Because there's more to it than just the numbers. Welcome, Christine, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm so happy you're here.
Well, thank you, Eve, and thank you for that lovely introduction. I really appreciate that, and I'm excited to be on the show today.
Me too. Well, you know, with the holidays approaching, we have so much to discuss. However, I want to start by asking you about your journey to founding Mind Over Money Consulting. What was your inspiration to start this business?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because the inspiration evolved over time. I was actually fairly lucky in my youth to be given a sort of solid education on the basics of money management. But I ran into a problem when I went to graduate school and got into serious debt for the first time between, you know, needing to pay living expenses and tuition. And during that time, everything that I had known about money and managing money and the energy of money sort of slipped through my fingers. It just felt like both my money and my control over money just sort of dissipated in all directions during that time. And that was both while I was in school and then for a few years after. I felt like I no longer knew how to control it. I knew when I had money or when I didn't, I could manage it that way. But once I was dealing with debt, it just seemed like it was going all over the place. And after a few years of living that way, and I really decided to get control over this. And I really dug in, really changed my mental game around it, got really inspired, and started to make a real difference, pulling myself out of debt, building savings. But even more than that, over time, built enough of a base of my financial stability that it really turned into this powerful energy that I could use to positively influence my life in all kinds of ways. And I hadn't really expected that. And through that, I became a strong believer that there are many types of resources that one can build and then use to create the life they want. For me, that particular set of resources was around money. That's the one I mastered. But I was still years away from thinking of this as a business. The spark to turn this into a business came back when I was still in the corporate world. And I think you mentioned that I was managing budgets. And because I was in charge of our profit and loss statement, I knew what everybody in my particular business unit was making. And I was talking to one of our more junior employees. And she was telling me how she couldn't afford to get the match for a 401k. Because if she did, she wouldn't be able to eat. And at the time, having forgotten the lessons of my own youth, I rolled my eyes and was thinking, of course she could eat. I know what she makes. And then I thought, you know, when I was her age, when I was 30, I was still digging out of this huge debt. I had like nothing in a 401k. And here I was being all judgmental. And so I changed my mind around it. And I went to her and I said, look, you know, when I was your age, I was exactly where you are now. And I'm in a really good place now. Do you want help? And to her enormous credit, she said, yes, I want help. And so we got together to run through her money situation, to figure out, you know, where she was having blocks and issues. And we put together a plan for her, both you're going to hear me talk about the numbers plan and the money plan. And, you know, it was a fantastic moment where we put together the plan and she started working at it. And then one day she was saying with tears in her eyes, this is so doable. I can do this. Why didn't I do it sooner? And it was because she didn't know. She didn't know how to approach it. She was filled with shame and fear, and she couldn't get out of it on her own. But when I sat down with her and showed her all of the resources she had, both within her and the financial resources that she just didn't know how to wrangle, it suddenly dawned on her. And it changed her whole relationship. And it was so much fun for me that I went, I want to keep doing this. And that first one, you know, was just me helping a friend. But that was the seed, the spark that really got me going. I want to do this for a lot of people. And so that was what inspired me.
Wow. I'm so glad that she asked for help, because I guess that's always the hardest thing, because as you said, there is so much shame and there's all those feelings attached to it that you might think down on her, you might think less of her. And so I'm so glad that she did it and how it kind of snowballed into Mind Over Money Consulting. How did the company form and what is it exactly?
So the company formed when I decided I was ready to take the leap into getting out of the corporate world and running my own business. And it actually started with that first, I call her my client zero. You know, we had worked together a couple of times back when I was still at the corporate world, but obviously there was she was my employee. There was only so much we could do. And I said, hey, you know, I'm thinking of starting this business. I need a guinea pig client. And she was like, oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. And she told all of her friends. And, you know, from there, I started doing presentations and going out and doing speeches and doing a lot of webinars and getting my name out there. And so between word of mouth and getting out there, I've been getting a lot of clients individually, a lot of people that are in similar boats. And it's really interesting what you said about her fear and shame of being judged. She was so afraid of being judged. She just kept saying to me before we started, please don't judge me, please don't judge me. And that's been her message to her friends that want to work with me, like, you don't have to worry about working with her. She's not going to judge you. So that's really been sort of the touchstone for me with my clients. I want the clients that are afraid of this, the clients that are ashamed, and I want to pull them, I want to raise them out of this. I don't want the millionaires looking to figure out how to best maximize their tax, you know, their tax breaks or whatever. That's not what I'm doing. It's a different thing.
Oh, I have so many questions, but hold on, because, you know, I want to let people know how they can get in touch with you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Christine, get more information, or receive a complimentary strategy session, you can go to her Facebook page, which is all one word, Christine Lane Mind Over Money. That's Christine Lane Mind Over Money. You can also contact her direct at Christine Lane at MindOverMoneySite.com. She works with clients around the country. So if you're in Washington State, Rhode Island, or anywhere in between, please reach out to her if you want to find out how you can gain control of your money energy. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll be talking more about money, and in particular, our relationship with money, particularly useful during the holidays, with my amazing guest, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. So please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Tell me how to be a millionaire. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. As this show was recorded earlier, we are not doing readings today. However, we will be back on December 1st with readings, readings, readings. I'm so excited to be here today with my wonderful guest, financial energy guide, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. So welcome back, Christine. Let's keep talking about some money here.
All right.
Do you find, it sounds like with so many emotions that we're talking about in the next break, there's also probably, in addition to shame and embarrassment and everything, I imagine there's also hopeless feeling. And do you find people hesitant to work with someone that they don't know and because they just feel hopeless?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. So much yes to that, actually, I would say. When my clients come to me, or often I'm going to them, I'm doing a lot of outreach to try and bring people in. And I know, Eve, that you sometimes talk about being willing to walk through the open door.
Yeah.
I think that first example of the first client I gave, she was willing to walk through the open door when it was presented to her. But I have definitely had folks that, you know, they're intrigued, but they don't think there's any way I can help them. They don't think they can really change. A lot of it is that people feel like they're at the mercy of the numbers, that if money isn't going to magically float into their bank account, that there's nothing they can do. But there's usually a lot people can do, or there's almost always something people can do to better manage that money situation, to better wrangle that energy around money. And so I definitely find that people are hesitant. And so part of my job is to make them realize the power of their mindset and their actions and how much that can influence how money collects around them. So sometimes getting people to walk through that open door can be a bit of a challenge. Partially because, like you said earlier, hopelessness, and a lot of it, as we talked about before, the feeling of shame, the feeling of being judged, and none of that is helpful. When I work with people, I just want to get, I just want to have them let that go as soon as possible. Even if you would look at their situation and go, oh, they should have known not to get in this much debt, or they should have known not to spend on this. None of that moves people forward. None of that is helpful. So I'm always there trying to build the mindset of what's possible and to build on the energy of the excitement that people get around when they see what's possible. So getting to that place is really my goal.
I love that you say that. You know, so much of my work is all about having people tap into their own power and use that energy. And so feelings of hopelessness, shame, embarrassment, sadness, while it is completely understandable for people to feel that way from an energy perspective, it's how can we master that by tapping into our own strength? And you're helping them do that. Now, this is airing on Thanksgiving, and so we're heading into the holiday season. How do the money worries change and around the holidays, or even do they?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and obviously a very timely one coming up right now. I find that my clients tend to fall into one of two camps with this. I'd say the most common is that in December, a little bit contrary to what you might think, people in a way start worrying less. And by worrying less, I mean they ignore the consequences of their spending. They just decide, I don't want to think about it this much. Mm-hmm. Much the way, I don't know, perhaps I decide to eat more cake and cookies in December.
I was just thinking that, yes.
It's perfectly understandable. It is so human nature. Like I said, I certainly do it with, the areas of splurge that come up in all different areas of life around the holidays. So I definitely have clients that just don't want to think about it during that time. And that's not necessarily a terrible thing. If you've got enough cushion built in, that's all right. There will be. So what I've found is for those folks, January is really the time where they get serious. That's the time of resolutions. That's the time where everybody joins the gym. So financial fitness it tends to be on people's minds the same way in January that it is with food and everything else. However, that said, I have also had my share of clients In fact, the one we're going to be talking to later today falls into this camp where they came ready to go. Their energy level around this, to change this, to master the energy of money was so high that they are willing to keep it up through November and December. And that doesn't mean that their spending habits don't change, but it means they do it in a very conscious way. They understand that their actions and their focus are going to have consequences, and they seek to always stay in alignment with their larger goals. I find the folks that do have that mindset are the ones that are going to be the most successful, which, again, is not to be judgmental about everybody else who has the other mindset, because, again, I have done it as much as everybody, both with spending and with eating and with, you know, again, everything else that goes along with this time of year. But the reason I say that is because if anybody is feeling a spark right now to start focusing and working on this, don't ignore that spark. If you've got it right now, if you've got energy around it right now, and you dive right in, that's just going to set you up to be so much more successful in the long term.
I agree. And also, I love the fact that if you're interested and you're wanting to take advantage of that energy, just as in January with going to the gym and all the gym memberships, everyone's signing up for the gym, I talk about that a lot. While there's so much energy around the beginning of the year, it starts to dwindle. And so it's so helpful to have a guide with you, because that initial spark, you should definitely listen to it. It's all about listening to that inner voice to help steer your way. But at the same time, to be able to have someone help navigate you through any of those kind of ups and downs and twists and turns after January 1st. And I know that when you work with people, before you work with people, you are offering people a free strategy session anywhere in the country, wherever you are, within the United States. People can get a free strategy session. Can you tell me a little bit about what goes into that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the whole point of the free strategy session is really to fan that initial spark. Because what I find with a lot of people is they have this idea that they want to do something about their money, and maybe they've come to one of my seminars, or they've heard about me. They know they want to do something, but they don't know what the right next step is. That's very common. So you've got this little spark of energy, and it just extinguishes from lack of action. And so when people come to me, basically, in the free strategy session, they can ask me anything they want to ask me about money. But for those if you don't have specific questions, the way the process normally works is this. We start by talking about what your fears and goals are with money. What do you think is holding you back from achieving those goals? Again, this is the mind part of the mind over money. What has been your patterns in the past with money? How will you feel if you achieve your goals, and how will you feel if you don't? And then after we get your sort of big picture mind goals out, then we go into the money. Then we go into the numbers. On this free session, it's at a little bit of a high level. You know, what's your income in general, major fixed expenses like rent or mortgage, and a general sketch of any debts or assets you have. And so then based on what you've told me about where you are mentally and what you've told me about where you are financially, I'm going to give you some action steps that you can implement that week. Things that you can just jump on, because we want to fan that spark of interest with some action, because then it will grow. And so the point of that is, and for some people, this is really just they're curious, they want a confirmation that they're doing the right things, and that confidence will build your spark to take action as well once you know you're doing the right things. So we do that, and then based on those conversations, we discuss whether or not working with a guide longer term, because as you said, the spark can fade, would be beneficial. And you know, if we never speak again, that's fine. And if it's something we want to work together longer term, that's fine too. It really is to give you a way to start acting on that little spark that you're feeling.
And it probably is just so useful to kind of verbalize some of these things just to go through that process, because it's still, you don't think about some of those questions. And when you start doing it, it's like, wow, I hadn't really thought about that with my connection with money. So
yeah, that is actually helpful for a lot of people. They do say to me, wow, you know, I hadn't even formulated my goals until you asked those questions. So definitely getting that kind of focus can be very helpful.
Well, let me tell the listeners again, if they want to sign up for a complimentary strategy session with you, again, no matter where they are in the country, it's by phone or Skype. So if you'd like to schedule a free strategy session with my guest, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting, to get more information, or if you just want to book an appointment, you can go to her Facebook page. And her Facebook page is Christine Lane Mind Over Money, all one word, and it's Lane, L-A-N-E. So Christine Lane Mind Over Money, and then, or you can contact her direct at Christine Lane at mindovermoneysite.com, and that's Mind Over Money, S-I-T-E. Again, she works with clients around the country, so feel free to reach out to her just to have that complimentary strategy session. But we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with one of Christine's clients who's graciously agreed to talk about her personal journey with money. So how she's reclaiming her power over money, and I can't wait to talk to her. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest today, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Just a reminder, we're not taking calls today as it's Thanksgiving. And so this show was recorded earlier. Yes, I'm speaking to you from the past. I've been speaking with Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting today. And now I am so happy to talk with Kathy, who has worked with Christine. Kathy has so graciously agreed to share her story with her changing relationship with money. And as I said earlier, this is such a sensitive subject. And so I really appreciate Kathy for being here. Kathy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for being willing to share your story. So let's just kind of step back a little bit in time. Tell me what your emotional relationship was with money before you met Christine and started working on that relationship.
It was pretty negative and pretty bleak. I have a lot of debt from student loans, and I just felt really overwhelmed. And anytime I would think about money, it would just immediately stress me out. And I didn't see an end in sight as far as ever being able to stay afloat and be able to pay down my debt. So overall, it was just very depressing and negative and just honestly hopeless.
And did it started in college, or was that kind of the continuation?
The continuation. I mean, I've been working from a young age and always grew up hearing there was no money, there was no money. And that kind of got ingrained in me. I watched my parents struggle and I watched my siblings struggle. And then sure enough, when my time came up, it was no different. So I knew there would be no money for school. But, you know, you're supposed to go to college, of course. And when I went to college between 2004 and 2007, they were giving out loans like candy. And it was really easy to get approved. And I just got in over my head. And then I went to graduate school, got even more in over my head, thinking I'd make more money and be more successful, and couldn't make the payments back. And so interest was compounding, and, you know, it was just a downward spiral.
I can completely relate. I remember when I was in college, when I was in grad school, all the credit card companies would be there on opening day of school and offering free tickets home and all these wonderful goodies. And it's so easy, just so how quickly you can just fall behind by just a little bit, and then it just spirals. So I can totally relate to this, to your story. And what was the turning point? When did you start working with Christine, and what was that process like?
I started a year ago, and it really was, I had known I needed help for a while, and just knowing her already and then meeting up with her and hearing how this was her new business endeavor, I was just, the timing just seemed right, you know? And so I was nervous just to show someone else just how bad my situation is. But, you know, she reassured me that it would be okay. And, you know, our first meeting went really well. And it felt good to talk about everything. It was important, you know, because I don't want to avoid it any longer. I'm in my young 30s now. And so our first meeting was really good. And she just basically made me feel like it was manageable, which was shocking.
I guess because you get so you're looking at the bills every day. And so you're thinking, how can I possibly get out of it? So I imagine when somebody says, this is doable, that's probably such a relief and a welcome thing to hear.
Right. It was. And it wasn't just someone telling me that. It was a professional telling me that. You know, it wasn't just, oh, I'm sure it won't be, you know, your whole life paying off these loans. And I'm thinking, well, at this rate, it's going to be. So I just, you know, decided to start and get my finances under control. And I don't want to be, you know, living in this debt anymore, you know. So I just saw the opportunity and took it.
Was it challenging, or was it easier than you thought when you had someone kind of guiding you along the way?
Because it was definitely easier. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty determined to get everything under control. and I was ready. So I went in just open to whatever I was being told and trusting and ready for the challenge. And, you know, being held accountable is huge when it comes to money, a lot of things in life, but certainly money for me. So knowing that I had someone to kind of check in with was huge. And that was really the difference between working with, you know, someone and not, because no one would hold me accountable beforehand. So,
yeah. And I love that you said trusting the process. So many times when I work with clients, I'm always saying, you know, just stay with the process, but trust yourself in your ability to also navigate that. And so it sounds as if that's exactly what you did, because we were talking right before you came on how on January 1st, everyone is very eager to start working out and go to the gym, but it can, it's hard to keep and maintain that same level of excitement and determination through January, through February.
Right, totally.
So now, how has your relationship with money changed? And is there a difference in your life in terms of how you view money and how you can become over it, or how has that changed?
I will say that I feel more confident in my ability to manage my situation, where I didn't have any direction before. And it really just felt I just felt so much despair around it. Mm-hmm. And now I know that it's, you know, it's going to be a long process, but it's one that I'll be able to reach the end of. It's not a never ending thing. And
yes.
I've been able to really create habits. And I think, you know, I still struggle like anyone would on a diet or trying to change things around. It's like, you know, I want to buy this or that. And, you know, it's a struggle, but knowing I've seen it tangibly, like on paper, I've actually seen what the bottom line is and what I actually have. And that finite, you know, that amount, seeing that has helped me know what I can and cannot do, which has helped me just make better decisions, because now I have, you know, a platform to go off of. Whereas before I was just like, well, you know, I'm broke. It is what it is. I might as well get more broke, which is terrible. But you know, a lot of my friends feel the same way. It's just that constant struggle with money. And now I can see what I actually have and what I actually can spend. And if I just plan accordingly, then I don't have to deprive myself of everything. I'm just being smarter with money.
Yeah.
And I will tell you one of my favorite Taffy stories that I saw, you know, when the changes were coming. That there was one time where she saw me and she was all excited. And she said, I have to tell you about the shoes. I said, what do you mean the shoes? She said, she was in DSW. I think it was DSW. Saw these great shoes for $70, but said, no, I'm not going to buy them. I have, you know, my budget. I have a plan and the shoes aren't in the plan. And she said the next day she was still talking about the shoes, thinking about the shoes. And her boyfriend said, do you want to buy the shoes? And she said, yes, I do. Went back, bought the shoes, but said, but you know what? I know what I have to trade off to make my budget come up at the end. Like, you've got the choices. It's not all about, you can never have the shoes. It's, you know what? I just have to decide what matters most in any given moment.
Yep. And I didn't put it on a credit card, which was huge.
You have power.
Yes.
You're a rock star. And Christine, it must be really rewarding to watch the process go through the year as well.
Oh, it's fantastic. It is so much fun to see people's burdens lifted. You know, I think, Kathy, when we very first started together, you had written in sort of your intake form that you spent, I think you said 80% of your time worrying about this. And what, I mean, I'm guessing that has gone down now.
Yes, it has. It has gone down significantly. I mean, it's still there, but it's not merely, you know, now it's more about planning. And I just look at it differently. It's more about accepting it, planning it, knowing what I can handle and knowing what I can manage. And I just block the rest of it and just, you know, take one day at a time.
Well, you're now tapping into your own power, and it wasn't magic either. You know, you're doing it with your strength, with your power, and just need a little guide to help you along the way. But you're actually doing it, and that's just so wonderful. I'm sorry, Christine, you were about to say something.
I think I was just saying that Kathy was one of the things I really like about Kathy's story too. And I tell her stories a lot. But you know, we talked about mind over money, and she was one of the folks that came in with maybe one of the biggest, where you would have looked at it as one of the bigger number issues, like, oh, these numbers, how will they ever work? But she came in with a level of determination that was bigger than her problem. And she's the one I mentioned earlier that a lot of people don't want to deal with this process in November and December. When she said we started together a year ago, literally she started in November, and she rocked it through November and December. January.
Sorry to interrupt. I just because we're getting up onto a break, but Kathy, okay. I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And it's through hearing how others are dealing with issues that really affect all of us, that we just don't feel so alone, and that there's mm-hmm. options and power. Thank you so much for being on
You're
the show.
You're so welcome.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kathy. You're welcome. Again. Take care.
We're going to take one last break on our Thanksgiving Money Energy Show with my guest, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tell me, how to be a millionaire. Tell me, how to be.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I'm here with my super guest, financial energy guide, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. And we just heard from Kathy, one of Christine's clients, who was a total rock star in her overcoming her relationship and mastering her relationship with money. Let me share with the listeners one final time how they can get in contact with you, Christine, for a complimentary strategy session or to just go ahead and book an appointment. If you're interested in booking having a complimentary strategy session with Christine, you can do that through her Facebook page, which is Christine Lane Mind Over Money, and that's Christine Lane, L-A-N-E. And that's all one word, Christine Lane, Mind Over Money. Or you can contact her direct at christinelane@mindovermoneysite.com. Anywhere in the United States and you're interested in scheduling a complimentary strategy session, feel free to get in contact with her. So back to what we were talking about in the second segment about taking on people for clients and strategy sessions. What happens? What's the process like when people come on as a client?
Sure. Well, so we talked a little bit with Kathy about accountability, and that's a big part of what working with me as a client is all about. But to back up, it starts with going through, first we go with the numbers. I mean, we talk about your goals and your fears, and then I dig in to where your numbers actually are, income, expenses, debts, assets, all of that stuff. So, but the only thing the client has to do with that is bring me that information. So as long as you know where that stuff all is, I then go off behind the scenes and I put together a plan to help get you towards your goals. And what I find is a lot of people are surprised at how quickly they could get to their goals if they do have a plan. So the goal might be to pay off debt, or the goal might be to save for a down payment on a house. In some cases, the goal is to get just more educated so people feel confident making decisions about their money. But we start with this action plan, this numbers-based action plan. And what I find is, so that after I put that together, I present it to the client. Usually what happens at this point is the client gets very excited. They didn't know they could pay off their debt that quickly. They didn't know that they could save that much money over the next few years. They didn't know what all the possibilities really were. They've just been stuck in the worry or the confusion. So we go through that and they get very excited. And then what I find is that the next time we meet, they have done nothing that's on the plan. This is so common. That I just know to expect it now. Nothing has been done. This is the start of building the mental game plan, because what we find is it sounds great in practice, but you've got all your old habits, all your old mindset, all your old way of doing things that exert so much pressure until you get past that inertia. So what we do there is, okay, if you didn't do X, Y, and Z, why didn't you do it? What were the triggers for spending? Or if you had money to put into a savings account, is there a reason you didn't do it or did you spend it? And then we start figuring out what's your mental game plan. And that's really different for everybody. It can involve avoiding triggers to cause you to overspend. Some people just like separate bank accounts with goal names on them because it gets them excited about saving for a goal. It can be just, oh my gosh, I thought I had enough time to learn about X, Y, and Z, and I was going to read all the readings you sent me if education was the goal, but you know what, I just didn't do it. And then we go, you know what, you're probably never going to, because most people aren't. Let me summarize. Let me go over the takeaways you need to have. So it's different for everybody, but after the first month where we get the plan together, the next couple of months are about meeting twice a month, and this is all done over the phone and on Google Docs, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be in person. Is about building this mental game plan based on you working the numbers plan in the real world. And by the end of 3 months, and we find that it usually takes about 3 months. Most people aren't going to start to get the habits changed any faster than that. Some people really, really have got it and they're just ready to fly on their own. Some people feel like they still need the accountability, but at a lower level. So some people go to working with me once a month or once every 2 months, just so they still have the check-in and somebody to bounce questions off of and the accountability. But that's basically the process. I don't know if I described that well. Does that make sense?
You described it perfectly. No, I love that. And it sounds too, because I remember when I was working with a personal trainer, he would have like, okay, you're going to be eating this, 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 and this. And yeah, I would come in the next week and I'd be like, well, I had cake and I had more chocolate. And I'm just afraid the person's going to just yell at me for not following the plan. And so, but I guess that's part of it. But you, I know you don't yell at them, and, but you're expecting to almost have someone say, you know, hey, you didn't do the right thing. But what you're saying is that's just part of it because we're changing the habits.
It's part of the process. And, you know, I think it is so important. I try so hard to keep my clients from beating themselves up because I just don't find it an effective change mechanism. Hey, if that worked, I'll give you 20 lashes, but I just don't find that it works.
Yeah.
There's no point to that. If you add to the guilt and shame, you just create avoidance and resistance. And so, yeah, I find that that's definitely, it's a fine balancing act between providing accountability without triggering the sense of shame around it. And so I really try to follow my clients' leads on that. You know, do I feel like what I'm doing is helping or not helping? I will tell a story on myself of a time I got it wrong that was really instrumental to me for trying to figure out how, you know, my clients' mindsets. Is I had one client who, she was doing really well, but every month she was still having a hard time making her rent. It was always paychecks coming in, writing the rent check, hoping it doesn't cash before the paycheck comes in. Now, she was still doing great because she had tremendously upped what she was putting towards her student loans, but she still just kind of wasn't getting the money to match up at the end of the month. And we figured out that a lot of that came from taking Uber. Mm-hmm. And particularly taking Uber to get into work because she liked to sleep in, and then the public transportation took too long. And I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Like, hey, you gotta get up earlier. You gotta get up earlier. And eventually she was like, you know, I think I want to take a break from the coaching. And I was like, ah, oh, I was pushing too hard. Like, it's not really her priority. Like, she's making mm-hmm. this work. She's paying off her student loans faster. It's a little bit nerve-wracking at the end of every month to hope that her paycheck clears before the rent check cashes. But you know what? Part of this is figuring out what people's real priorities are, not what they think their priorities ought to be. Like, of course she told me, yes, yeah. I'd rather be able to have my rent check clear every month than take the Uber. But in practice, that wasn't really what she wanted.
Well, and
she'd rather deal with that stress.
And everyone has their own unique path. But
exactly.
No, I totally hear
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
We have about 1 minute left. Can
okay.
you give us a tip for our listeners for financial strategies coming forward?
Absolutely. I'll give you three really quick tips. The first tip is just to look. If you are afraid of your finances, look at what you've got. Look at all of your debts. Look at all of your assets. Add them up. Just see where you are. The second step is to believe that there is a way to work this out. I think we heard from Kathy that she just literally felt hopeless. Then go start to educate yourself. Look for some books on the subject, but go into it with the idea that the problems you have are solvable and it's just a matter of finding the solution. And if you want to do a free strategy session to get some direction, I'm more than happy to do that with anybody who's feeling the spark around getting money involved. But looking is the first step, facing reality. Then you can change reality to suit your will.
Wow. I love this. This show just flew by. Thank you, Christine, for being here today. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving over this Thanksgiving holiday. Next week, I will be talking about your inner GPS system, otherwise known as your intuition. So often we kick ourselves for not listening to that inner voice, and yet it's not really clear what steps we can take to truly tap in and listen to our intuition. Plus, we'll be doing readings, readings, readings. Thank you again, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting, for being here today. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Please join me here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I wish all of you a wonderful, safe, and joyous Thanksgiving with peace, love, and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.